This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We broadcast live from The Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we wish to thank them for that. And thanks to Matt Anaya. He gets us up and twitching away every morning. Much appreciation to him. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday, April 11th.
Yes, we appreciate that. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
The offense that he's running, he's spreading the ball around. He's utilizing the two running back and the receivers are getting off. That's what we need in Chicago. If he puts up half of the numbers, say 75% of the numbers, the offense that he did last year, it's a work in progress. In 2 years, you will see the type of offense that Detroit Lions, if he can bring that to Chicago within, I give him 2 years. You know, if he can bring that in 2 years, that the city would go crazy.
That's Devin Hester, and he's talking about Ben Johnson on the clock.
Yeah, he was talking with Kay Adams, and he was very excited about the Bears draft.
He wants a running back.
He does.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work.
Yeah, the White Sox invent ways to lose games.
Oh, man. The trip to Chicago could be coming at the perfect time.
Yeah, that's nice. Wow. Red Sox broadcast. Don't even get me going.
That wasn't Lance Lynn, was it?
Lance Lynn had other things to say. None of it overly positive about the White Sox. Hey, it's a Layla Friday! Marshall Harris is here.
We have finally made it, fellas, to the end of the week. Congratulations, guys.
It's great to be at the end of the week, isn't it?
I'm happy we all know what day it is.
Friday.
You know what? Sometimes that's not the case.
No, they ran together a bit.
Anywhere between Tuesday and Thursday, I couldn't tell you. But on Monday and Friday, I know exactly what time it is.
That's pretty good.
Monday's good. Like, that's key. Because if not, like, what happens?
I wouldn't be here. I'd forget to come in. That's what would happen.
Is it Tuesday? Or what the hell day?
And then Friday, you could smell the weekend.
Can you smell the weekend? What's the smell like?
Smells like.
Opportunity there, Marshall?
Always.
Rest. Opportunity.
Rest, opportunity. Smell of recalibration.
There we go.
Yeah. Victory.
I wouldn't say that in this city. Not a lot of victories coming.
Hold on. You three wake up early. So what is sleeping in for the three of you?
8 o'clock is definitely sleeping in.
Oh, gosh, yeah. That's a holiday.
Top dollar to get to 8.
On a weekend, too?
6:30.
Because it sets you back if you sleep in too late, given your schedule on the weekends even, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just, you can't help. I mean, in the old days, you could sleep, you know, I mean, you probably go out for about 48 to 72 hours and then sleep maybe 48 to 72 hours. You're like a fireman, only you slept all day instead of worked. And no longer. I can't sleep in anymore.
Yeah, if I'm up past midnight, I'm definitely going to be able to sleep to 6:30 at least.
Oh, yeah.
Any TV duties? ABC 7?
No. This is a great weekend. I have no duties to anyone.
Just sit back and watch the Masters?
You know, I'm with you. I will be taking the anti-Dustin approach. I'll just be chilling. I'll get the updates. And maybe Sunday, if it's interesting, I'll catch the back nine with the leaders. That's about where I am on the Masters.
Now, this is a good... I feel like it's not warm enough. Like, I used to do... a friend had a patio party. Like, and I was never off on Sundays, but on the chance I was, like, the Sunday Masters watch party, like, outside was always fun in the spring. Mm. But is it not warm enough for that yet?
What's it supposed to be weather-wise around here this weekend? 60s?
Oh, no, that's not till early next week.
I don't know. Okay. Cold.
There was a day in the 70s, but that's been downgraded to like 65.
Saturday, according to my weather app, the high is 55, the low is 35.
That's manageable. Yeah.
That's sunny. Sunday, the high 61, low 46, and cloudy.
If it hits 61, that's like
cloudy.
And Monday and Tuesday have again been downgraded.
To what?
I'm getting my Speedo out if it's going to be 61.
Monday has been downgraded to a high of 62 and cloudy, which really means 50s.
Yeah, the problem is the tomorrow will feel better than Sunday, even though it's less warm because it will be sunny. Once it's cloudy, that kills the heat.
Tuesday, according to my weather app, and this is just the iPhone weather app, the high is 52 and cloudy. But I know that for people, they vary. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people can have a completely different Chicago report on what the upcoming days are.
So true.
It's really strange. It's not a microclimate thing. It is just the variance of the app thing.
And also meteorologists. That's why, you know, if you can hit 300 as a meteorologist, you too can be a highly compensated future Hall of Famer.
Just blame whatever model you didn't use. Either you use the European model or you use the American model.
I'm going to use the European model every time. Every time. European model greater.
Or just make up one. Be like, you know, the Brazil model didn't have this in the forecast. It only had the forecast for Brazil. I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist.
They'll get in all three games against the Red Sox.
We call that the Southside model.
Yeah.
Sox and Sox game. That's where it just predicts raining hits.
Yeah, that's not good.
It could be a rough weekend. In fact, I believe it will be a very, 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 very rough weekend.
Wow, it's going to be rough.
That's a lot of varies.
Hey, did you guys
the Marshall model had a lot of varies in that forecast.
Yeah.
Did you catch any of the interview we did with Bobby Rome, Chicago State? He just talked about
I will go back and listen to it. Yeah, that's interesting that they decided to, given what's been... As far as I know, like some difficulty financially.
Starting football at a place that's had some financial struggles. By the way, Texter points out that, yeah, Steve Greenberg did write a great column on Bobby Rome earlier this week in the Sun-Times. He's making the rounds. He's trying to spread the message. There's just not very many details. So it's hard to envision.
Yeah, what's the
message?
Let's
start a football program, a Division I football program in Chicago. It just seems like, yeah, I love the idea.
Because they don't know what conference they're going to be in, right?
I was talking to Brandon yesterday. I'm like, are they going to play in Gately? Like, where would they play? I think that's
a good question. But it's, where they're going to play would concern me less with how they're going to field a team that has equipment, funding, a staff. Well, it's just like hard to...
Very famously, the old... what was it? The old Southside team got old uniforms from the University of Chicago back when they won the first Heisman Trophy and they had the uniforms, and the Morgan Street Athletic Group or whatever it was, they said to the owner, "What the hell is this cover? The color was so beaten up from the maroons," and he said, "Oh, that's Cardinal Red, and that's where the Chicago Cardinals were born. Currently." The Arizona Cardinals of the NFL.
Wow.
Thank you for that history lesson. The Cardinals came up when we were talking about creating Bears 2 with Mark Grody a couple days ago. You know, that was the Mike Florio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Move the Bengals to Chicago theory that got thrown out there. So then we had some fun with it.
That's another concept.
Well, technically, Bears may have been the Bears 2, you know, originally.
Short on details as well.
Bears 2?
Yeah.
Well, we're working on it.
Let's move the Bengals to Chicago.
The one thing they're long on is that everyone's short on money. Like liquid cash to get things built.
Yeah.
Do you think that gets easier the next few days?
Well,
I don't think so.
The Chicago State ambition is understandable because if you do have a football program that you can fund, you can also build your identity of your university around that, and you can have people interested. But it's going to take
a lot
of money.
At a time when people are going down from Division I to Division III because they don't want to deal with all this, this seems like a bad zig to a zag. They should probably be focused on just getting their actual programs that exist on a more stable ground before starting that up.
And there have been really good football programs at lower levels built in Chicago. So we'll see.
Well, there are several in the Chicagoland area. You look at North Central.
North Central.
Perennial contenders. You look at
St. Francis Xavier.
St. Xavier.
They've competed for championships in their level.
Yeah, that's the other thing. And in the state, like they're you know, Illinois
Northwestern
State.
Northwestern is Chicago's Big Ten team.
Is it really?
There's that.
I believe I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
What have ye today?
Well, we've got quite a bit. I would call this a potpourri of days. You know, Cubs-Dodgers, we got to talk about how the Cubs have won series. So they're in a different place, of course, than the last time they saw this team. But this team is still very good. Garrett Crochet is back. He had an interesting interview with Baseball Isn't Boring, one of our sister podcasts. So we're going to listen to that as well as take a look at that series. Caleb Williams talked to Esquire magazine. So we will take a look at what he had to say. Marshall did a ranking of the Cubs bullpen 1 through 9.
Oh, wow. I want to see that.
So it's an exercise
in
a level of trust.
I'm very curious about that. Yeah, I should we call it, like, I wonder if we combine it with a trust tree or
Marshall's
the trust,
circle
of trust.
So, did you do one on the White Sox bullpen?
No, I don't
We know. Haven't gotten that, there
from
yet.
From 9 to 9.
Joe Ostrowski joins us to talk about the weekend's action and Wagertainment. Brett Coleman, who's always great on NFL, will talk draft. Lance Lynn had some really pointed things to say on the Foul Territory podcast, but he's on to something when you look at the proof of what is happening right now. Mm-hmm. We examine what the Bulls are playing for and how decisions that they had made previously are still perhaps haunting them even this week. Todd McShay had a lot of good stuff to say about the draft yesterday with the afternoon show. Rich Lerner from the Golf Channel joins us, and he's always fabulous on the Masters, and that's at 125.
Have a great show.
Have a great one, guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.